Hello and welcome to You Really Shouldn't Have, with me, James Warwick, the podcast where each week I sit down with a different guest as we discuss their career and unwrap the story on the worst gift they've ever been given. Joining me this week is stand-up comedian Jeremy Nunes. Jeremy stopped by to discuss his career in comedy, as well as his brand new book, You Can't Write City Hall, which tells the story of how he ran for mayor of his hometown for a joke and ended up being elected. As well as that, we've got a game of Wrap It, Trash It, Cash It. And of course, Jeremy lets me in on the worst gift he's ever been given. Jeremy, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you here.
Hey, James, thanks for having me, man. I am super excited to tell you some stories.
I'm excited to hear the stories. And I wanted to go right back to the beginning and find out about your start in comedy. Was it something you aspired to do from an early age?
In a way, yes. So I had always wanted to do comedy, but you know, I don't know the tradition in the UK, but here in the States, sort of the tradition is in the small towns, the son takes over his father's business.
Okay.
And it just kind of passed down through the family one after another. And so my grandpa started the trailer park in our town and he passed it on to my father, who wanted me to take over management of the trailer park. And so, though he really wanted me to do that, I really wanted to do comedy. And, you know, I broke the news to him. He was a little sad, but I was like, you know, I feel like I can make just as much money doing comedy as running the trailer park, which is tens of dollars.
I was going to ask about when you first started out in comedy in the US, but with the US being such a large country, I guess, were you sticking mainly to sort of towns nearby and maybe nearby states? Because I guess to travel right across the country, I mean, that's a big trip.
Right. And actually, really, it's still, you know, pretty similar to that to this day. And the reason is the further I go, you know, I can't drive anymore and I have to get on an airplane. Well, now the cost is really going to go up.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, you know, a flight takes me out of people's budgets. So though I do still travel from one side of the country to the other, from the top to the bottom, generally, I stay in what we call the Midwest, which is sort of kind of the central area of the country, and maybe about 15 of the states right in the middle is primarily where I'm at.
I wanted to touch on your Amazon comedy special, Who's With Me, that came out last year, because I imagine putting a show like that together differs greatly from your standard sort of club performance.
Well, I tell you, when you're not a known act, basically how it works is you have to fund the whole thing yourself.
Uh-huh.
And then hope that a streaming network such as Amazon or Netflix or whoever will actually purchase the rights to it. So my wife was really freaked out. You know, we ended up paying, I think, close to around $8,000 to do it. And my wife was really nervous. She's like, well, what are we going to do if nobody picks this thing up? And I'm like, well, we'll just have a really expensive home video that no one watches. But you did the same with our wedding video.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, you're here to talk about your book, You Can't Write City Hall, What Happened When a Stand-Up Comedian Got Elected Mayor. So I want to go right back to the beginning and I'll talk a bit about the campaign process. So did you run seriously, or did it start off as a bit of a joke?
So it sounds like you've done your homework. It was a joke. And so basically, I got my name on the ballot as comedian Jeremy Nunes, and my campaign slogan was, put a real joker in office. I thought, who would vote for that person? 80% of the town.
How many people are you running against?
It was me versus the incumbent mayor, who he had been in office, I think, 24 years. He had been the mayor. Now, do you use that term in the UK? Do you say mayor?
Yeah, mayor.
Okay. So he'd been the mayor for, I think, 24 years, was running for an additional 4 years. And so his name, you know, I changed everybody's names in the book so I wouldn't get, you know, taken to court, you know. But in the book, we call him Carl Donaldson. And so a little quick story. In the book, I'm laying out what happened my first night and how and I'm being sworn in. And I say that, you know, my mom and my wife and my sister were in the chairs kind of watching me be sworn in. And the lady that proofread my book, she said, you know, I just noticed here, you didn't mention your dad. We should clarify why your dad's not there. Is he, Is he separated from your mom? Does he not live nearby? What's the story there? And I was like, oh, my dad wasn't there because he voted for Carl Donaldson.
No, your own dad voted against you.
He did. He didn't want.
So in terms of the campaign, how long was the campaign process before the election?
Let's see. So you file your paperwork in December, and then the actual election is in April. And then if you win, you're sworn in May. So what's actually interesting, the election day was 4 days before my wedding day.
Oh, wow.
So my wife, you know, of course, at the time was quite concerned. She's like, oh, at our wedding, you're either going to be in a great mood or a bad mood. And I was like, well, it doesn't matter about the election. I'm going to be in a bad mood either way.
Was there any benefit in marrying the mayor? Did she get any sort of special treatment for the fact that you were the mayor?
Well, I call her the First Lady of Dawson. That's the name of our town. So, yeah, in the U.S., you know, they call the president's wife is the First Lady. So I call her the First Lady of our town, the First Lady of Dawson. And what they refer to the mayor as is the Honorable. So, or His Honor. So they call it like the Honorable Jeremy Nunes. But for some reason, even walking around the house, my wife refused to call me the Honorable Jeremy Nunes.
Now I'm going to flick my camera on really quickly, which I know is not great in an audio setting, but I wanted to show you something. And I thought I better show you a visual rather than me trying to explain it. In the UK, the mayor has like a special outfit, right? So there it is.
Oh my.
So when the mayor does like public appearances, that is what the mayor has to wear. With the big medallion and the big robe. So I wondered if you had to do anything similar in the US, because I did some research and I couldn't find anything similar.
No. He's dressed up like he works for the Pope or something, that guy. That's funny. No, the mayors, we don't wear anything unique. What's funny, when I first became mayor, sort of our the general area, what we call the county, all the mayors of all the towns in the area had a big meeting. And so I got all dressed up to look like a pro. I'm wearing my business suit, you know, and I get there. Heck, everybody else is wearing a t-shirt and cut off jeans and everything.
What was your strangest request during your time as mayor? Because I imagine sort of small town politics are quite tedious at times.
Oh, yeah. So I have all kinds of great stories like that in the book, but one I will tell you for sure. So as the mayor in a small town, you have all the roles that are actual jobs in big cities, but the small town can't afford to pay all these different people. So the mayor is all of these things. So I was the liquor commissioner, the health inspector, the building inspector, animal control officer, all these different things. And so one day, I get a call from this guy. We have an abandoned house. And, believe it or not, there's an abandoned house in the small town. And so there's a family of skunks have taken over this house. And the guy's like, you need to go in there and get those skunks out of there. You're the animal control officer, so you need to do it. And I was like, I'm not really trained to go take on a family of skunks. And he's like, well, you're also the chief of police, so you have a gun. Go in the house, shoot the skunks. And I was like, I think it'd be better if instead I just called our county animal control. These are people that do this for a living. They know what they're doing. I'll bring them in. He's like, no, my taxes pay for better. And I go, well, I hardly think you pay your taxes.
That's a lot of responsibility then, if you had all of these sudden hats that you had to keep juggling around.
Yeah. So it is kind of an odd thing that, the one that really concerned me was the building inspector. Like, I'm signing off that, this house that's being built is, structurally sound and it's got its integrity. We're going to 10 years from now, some house is going to collapse and people are going to come looking for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Because your name's on all the paperwork.
Yeah.
Did you always have the idea for the book whilst you were sort of in office, or was it something that came to you after your time as mayor came to an end?
even the funny stories and such, I didn't even talk about those in my stand-up act. I always kept the mayor stuff and the comedy stuff separate.
That's interesting that you kept them separate.
Yeah, I kept them all separate. And then once the mayor stuff was over, I told every story like I was, you know, a teenage girl at a slumber party. I mean, I was telling everything. So it got to the point after a couple of years, and, you know, people are saying, oh, you have all these great stories and so many funny things happened. You should write a book. And I'm like, I don't have time to write a book. And then more and more people would say, oh, this is so funny. You got to put a book together of all these funny things that happened. And I'd say, I don't have time. Well, then, of course, COVID happens, and then all my shows get canceled. So I don't have anything to do. I have nowhere to go. So that's when I decided I took the time to write it during the shutdown. I mean, what else was I going to do? Spend time with my family?
I did check out some of your stand-up prior to this interview. And I note that, as you said, your dad didn't vote for you in the election. And I saw the bit about you giving him a fine.
Okay. So, so that story, I won an award for being one of Illinois' most ethical mayors.
Very good.
And that's already funny in itself. Now, well, I have to explain that to your audience is here in the States, Illinois is notorious for shady politicians and politicians that are criminals, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Okay. So when I win the award for being one of Illinois' most ethical mayors, a lot of people are not impressed because it's not that hard. Basically, if you don't go to jail, that's you've done pretty good. But what happened was I had issued a fine to my parents. And I remember my dad called me when he found out. He's like, Jeremy, why did I get this fine in the mail? I was like, well, your grass is way too high. You have to mow your grass. And he goes, Jeremy, you mow our grass. And I go, well, you should have called me sooner. Because now you owe the town $300 and you owe me $50 for mowing your grass.
It's got to the part of the show where I have to ask you, what is the worst gift you've ever been given?
So yeah, for Christmas one year, you know, I had to really think about this. And then I asked my wife and she's like, oh, you have to bring up the taco tray.
Oh,
okay. So they make these things. It's basically a plastic tray of sort of upside down triangles so that tacos will sit in them.
Aha, got ya.
Okay, so you can basically make a giant tray of tacos and you can walk, I guess if you wanted to, you can walk around the room at your party and just hand people tacos. Okay. So this is weird enough in its own. And I see it, you know, and I have to pretend, you know, just like the title of the show, I was like, oh, you really shouldn't have. Thanks.
Very good, very good.
But when I open it, now keep in mind, for the past several days, there had been some sort of smell we couldn't pick out. And what happened was, my dad made tacos, put them in the taco tray, and wrapped it up and left the tacos sitting under the tree for several days. So I open it up and the smell was so overwhelming. But the thing is, my dad thought he was doing a good thing.
Giving you something to use with the tray with, like immediately. Yeah. Like, oh, we made you tacos to have with the tray.
It was like 5-day-old tacos just sitting in there. And he's like, well, how was I supposed to know you weren't going to open it till Christmas?
Jeremy, I have a game that I play every now and again with guests on the show. I wondered if you'd like to play it. It's called Wrap It, Cash It, Trash It.
Wrap It, Cash It, Trash It. Okay, yeah. This sounds cool.
Yeah, I'll explain the rules as we go, so don't you worry at all. So we're going to have a virtual gift exchange, Jeremy, and you're there, you're going to get a gift, you're going to give yourself a gift, but we need two other people to join the gift exchange. So the first guest is a guest of your choice, anyone you want. It can be a friend, a family member, a celebrity, you don't have to know them.
Ah, okay. Let's pull my dad into this because this could get interesting.
Okay, so your dad's here. So it's you and your dad. You can get him back for the taco tray. And then I've got a whole bunch of cards in my hand here with different celebrities on. So I'm going to start dealing them onto the table. Just say stop whenever you feel like it.
Stop.
Ooh. It's Beyonce. Beyonce Knowles.
Okay.
So it's you, your dad, and Beyonce. Quite the trio. At the virtual gift exchange. So I've got a list of gifts. And obviously, as we are the home of bad gifts, Jeremy, they're not exactly great. But there's a list of 30 gifts. So you're going to give me three numbers from 1 to 30 in a moment. And with each gift, you get a choice. You can either wrap the gift. And if you wrap the gift, you obviously wrap it and give it to somebody at the gift exchange, either you, your dad, or Beyonce. Each person can only have one gift. But if you don't like the gift that comes out of the lucky dip, if you like, there are two options that you can only do these once. You can either cash it. And if you cash it, each of these have a monetary value, which is in pounds, but I will convert them to dollars for you by the magic of technology. Okay. And you give them the cash value instead of the gift. Or if you don't like the gift, we can trash it. And if we trash the gift, then we get to pick another number. But like I say, you can only cash and trash once.
Okay.
All good? Right. All good?
Yeah.
Okay. I will have your first number then between 1 and 30.
7.
Number 7. What have we got on number 7? Oh, it's not a great start, but it's a pair. At least you get a pair of old socks. A pair of old socks. And I should say all of these items are available to buy. So you can actually buy someone's old socks online. I found all of these items online, Jeremy. None of these are fake. I haven't made these up. They're all available to buy via the internet. So you can either wrap it, trash it, or cash it.
I'm gonna wrap that and give it to my dad.
You're going to give it to your dad. We're going to wrap it. Okay, so dad's got a gift. Just out of interest, if you were to cash it, it would have been $7.06 or £4.99.
No way.
Yeah, some expensive old socks, right?
Yeah. Man, he can get some McDonald's with that.
Would have been a better choice for sure. So dad's got the socks. We need another number between 1 and 30.
Okay. My number when I played soccer, football, as you call it, I was number 20.
Number 20. It is. Okay. This is a crazy gift. No one has ever picked. I randomized the list every time, Jeremy, I play this, and nobody's got this. This is brilliant. So it's a beanie hat. Okay. But it's in the shape of an octopus and it has 8 legs that come off of it. So it's like this absolutely crazy beanie hat. It's gigantic and it's bright purple and it's an octopus. You can either wrap it, cash it, or trash it.
You know what? I got a feeling that's worth some money, so I'm going to cash that in.
Now, you're a very, very wise man, sir, because the octopus beanie hat in pounds is £99 and 55 pence. Or $140.82.
Yeah.
Are you cashing out for yourself? We didn't say who the cash was going to. And Beyonce's got enough money. Beyonce's got enough money, hasn't she? She's got more than enough money. Okay, you're cashing it. Okay, so we got one more number, but you can trash it. So if you don't like the gift for Beyonce, we can trash it and go for another one. But final number.
Oh, let's say 23.
23. Okay. Okay, are you familiar with the book and film franchise Harry Potter?
I am familiar, yes.
Okay, well, this is a taxidermy mouse dressed as Harry Potter, which is legitimately available to buy. Now, I think Beyonce has a lot of things in her house. You know, she's probably got a lot of luxury items, but I doubt very much, Jeremy, that she's got a taxidermy mouse dressed as Harry Potter.
And I'm with you. And so the hardest thing about shopping for someone of her magnitude is finding something they don't have. So I am going to give her that mouse.
Yep. Fantastic. Fantastic. There's all the gifts. Jeremy, thanks for playing Wrap It, Trash It, Cash It with me.
This is my new favorite game. That's fantastic.
wrapping up, I have a couple of questions for you. If you could go right back to your childhood and rescue a gift you had as a kid that you don't have anymore, what would you go back and rescue?
Man, what a great question. I'd have to think about that a little bit. Well, you know what? I was a big fan of the pro wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so I had every single pro wrestler you could ever think of. They're, you know, they're action figures.
Yeah, the I used to have some of those in the 90s.
Yes. And so sadly, those got sold away in a garage sale one year. And so I would go back and break into that guy's house that bought them and take them back.
Amazing. And if you could go right back to the beginning of your career and give yourself a gift to help to get where you are now, what gift would you give yourself?
Maybe a sign that says, don't do it.
And Jeremy, where can people find out more about you, what you do, and of course the new book?
Okay, so it's called You Can't Write City Hall, and it is on Amazon. You can buy the hard book, the physical book, or it's on the Kindle, you know, where you can kind of read on your device or whatever. So you've got that on Amazon, and of course my comedy special's on Amazon Prime. If you want to watch that, you can search for my name, Jeremy Nunes, or Who's With Me, which is what it is called. I'm on Dry Bar Comedy if you guys are into that. And if you want to learn more about me, jeremynunes.com, or the book You Can't Write City Hall.com.
Fantastic. Jeremy, it's been great to have you here. Thanks so much for stopping by the show.
James, that was awesome, man. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of You Really Shouldn't Have. Be sure to subscribe to us on your chosen podcast service to make sure you never miss another episode. You can find us on both Twitter and Instagram at Bad Gifts Pod, as well as online at badgiftspod.com.